are at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri. And look who we came across, Mr. John Deering from Capstone. How are you?
How are you, Mike? I'm doing very well.
Great. I'm doing all right, too.
Really enjoying Member Forum. It's my first time, and just an amazing set of speakers, and great to see everybody.
So. Good content, good networking, good fun as well.
Absolutely.
So very cool. Hey,
new innovations out there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Oh, my. It's mind-boggling how much stuff is going on out there. And speaking of which, trends impacting credit unions and CUSOs today. What are some top trends that that you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we work in a lot of different industries. So when we talk about fintech and disruption, and the speaker this morning from PayPal was just amazing, talking about the disruption that will come through artificial intelligence, through next generation of autonomous cars, and how that's going to impact not only the financial services industry and processing, but also transcend into all ancillary things like insurance, everything from the rental car industry. I mean, everything's intertwined, right? I mean, so it's one of those things where more and more, because of technology, industries are coming together, and financial services is now blended with so many other things. That's one of my key takeaways from today.
Yeah, it's amazing how all this kind of touches everything. What you just said, AI is going to be touching everything.
Absolutely.
And how financial services is going to be kind of the main thread through it all. So it's, oh my gosh, mind-boggling once again.
And the ties to everything from retail as well. I mean, there were comments made about, the evolving nature of retail and the merchants and how they're going to interact with consumers and members of the credit unions, and where CUSOs and credit unions and the folks at this conference are going to fit in is just changing every moment, and it's unbelievable.
Something big's going to change by the time this interview is over, I guarantee you that. Hey, so how do you recommend that credit unions and CUSOs respond to these changes and the challenges that they're experiencing, and how do they overcome them? I mean, I know it's a loaded question, but what's get your take on that?
No, I think part one is education, right, and awareness. Yeah. So you gotta be kind of an open book and understanding every last thing as you can that's out there, because you don't want to miss something, right? If you read about it in the paper, then it's too late.
It's probably too late, thing,
right?
So, especially a newspaper.
Absolutely, that too. Yes, I recently was laughed at one of my kids' games because I had a newspaper.
What is that thing
hand.
You're holding?
Exactly. Yes. So, but I think once you learn about things, then you have a chance to digest and evaluate. Right. That's part two, is really understanding how it's going to affect your member. How is it going to affect your partners that you have already? How is it going to affect your financial institution, and also at the CUSO level, how's it going to affect when you're serving all these different folks, right? So part two is the evaluation, and then part three is really the picking of priorities. So then it comes down to, I got a lot of things coming at me. How do I pick and choose where I spend my limited resources, dollars and time, because those are the two resources that leaders in credit unions and CUSOs have, right? And they have to deploy them appropriately, and that's the big challenge. So you have to have alignment internally on where you're going. You have to have your criterion characteristics on how you're going to evaluate these different partners and different technologies. And then you have to have, obviously, the market impact and the opportunity for you figured out. So
I can't imagine being a credit union today and trying to filter what's good for you, what will work for you, what won't work for you as far as the fintechs coming at you and all that. I mean, it just must be, again, I keep using the mind-boggling thing,
right.
But it is.
No, it's a good news, bad news story, right? And I've said this before, is there are so many folks that are out there that have an interest in the credit union space because of the market opportunity there for all the members that they're touching. Yeah. And then you have the other side of the street, which is, how are these people going directly to the members that have been the traditional, consumers of the credit union businesses, right? So it's kind of this big challenge, and as you said, a balancing act of how do you find the right people in the fintech world to partner with? How do you find the right technologies to lock onto? But one of my big things is you got to try a few. Right? You got to make educated decisions. You got to whittle it down to a few, focus on those few, but don't buddy up with just one. Right? I mean, you got to try. Even the Runway founder that was speaking earlier today was talking about trial and error and some of her testing. And, you got to take the Cisco or the Microsoft model and say, let's invest time and effort and resources in three or four of these things and try them out. right? And then you pick and choose the ones that you that start to latch on for you and can help your organization to grow and sustain in the future and your members.
Great advice. Great advice. Hey, let's talk about, switch gears a little bit here, your partnership with PSEU. How does that work?
Well, we're a consultant that helps PSEU for mergers and acquisitions. Okay. So we have a long-standing relationship, I think something like 13 years now.
Oh, wow.
So we've been helping them on a lot of exciting initiatives on strategic growth over time, and just a great group of folks to work with, top to bottom. So we have a lot of fun, and most recently, I guess, Chuck announced at GAC, the CU Recovery Collections Acquisition. So that was one that was exciting to work on.
Right on. That's a great message to end on, John. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking to you.